Today is Tuesday, January 13th. I'm Megan Lynch. The number of murders in the city of St. Louis fell to its lowest total in a dozen years, 140, and overall crime dropped 16% in 2025. That's according to numbers released by SLMPD overnight. A news conference scheduled for later today to go over those statistics. Mayor Kara Spencer released a statement praising Chief Robert Tracy and the work of his officers. She said the combination is a big reason why the public's trust in the city's police department continues to grow, enabling investigators to solve crimes with better information. The case of a modular building fire overnight in Cahokia Heights under investigation. Deputy Chief Jordan Simmons told our news partners at Fox 2.
When they arrived on scene, there was heavy fire in one that had spread to the next due to them being close together. The wind fed the fire across and caused the other ones to catch fire.
The fire along a stretch of Route 3, no injuries reported. A jury trial underway in St. Louis County for a June 2020 shooting spree at an Applebee's restaurant in St. John. 34-year-old Courtney Washington of St. Anne is charged with first-degree murder, 2 counts of assault, and 3 counts of armed criminal action. The shooting claimed the life of Kimberly Penton and left 2 other victims wounded. Police at the time unable to establish a motive. KMOX told you yesterday about a second grand jury that's been impaneled to speed up the trial process. Our Maria Kina spoke with the St. Louis County prosecutor and 21st Circuit presiding judge Bruce Hilton about how a grand jury works.
Judge Hilton explains the difference between regular jurors and grand jurors.
In 2003, the General Assembly had changed the statute with respect to the selection of grand jurors. They are identical to a petite juror. So if you got called on a criminal case or a civil case, the same requirements as statutory requirements. So you can't handpick basically a grand jury, so that you get away from the rubber stamping of every case that's filed by the prosecutors. Automatically, a true bill is going to come out.
Hilton says the makeup of grand jurors are a conglomeration of the community, and the judge adds this is so a grand jury panel is representative of all the people. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
A new report looks at just how violent Illinois interstates were last year. WBBM's Andy Don.
State police say 2025 was the fourth straight year the number of shooting incidents on interstates across the state decreased, along with a 31% drop since 2024 and 80% compared to 2021. ISP says no deadly interstate shootings were recorded last year. Authorities, as well as Governor Pritzker, crediting public safety investments such as license plate readers and vehicle tracking devices for the consistent decreases.
The Missouri governor set to deliver his State of the State address today. Business leaders outlining their ideas.
The Missouri Chamber of Commerce is prioritizing the state's child care shortage, arguing it keeps parents out of the workforce. Vice President Jared Hankinson tells KMOX their plan involves incentivizing businesses to contribute to their employees' care costs.
What we're championing here is a 3-prong tax credit approach that would encourage private investment into the child care marketplace via a tax credit mechanism. So if you're an individual, if you're a business, if you're a child care provider, those individuals could receive a tax credit.
Hankinson says the state misses out on $1.35 billion a year of economic activity because of child care issues. This approach, he says, allows for investment in the system without the state taking on a massive new fiscal obligation. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
By now, you've likely heard, and we can confirm, multiple monkeys and a goat still on the loose in St. Louis.
Mayor Kara Spencer provides an update.
It's my understanding that at least 3 of the 4 monkeys are still on the loose. I've seen a TikTok where one of them's been somewhat apprehended, but I can't verify that.
Spencer says the goat is also on the loose to her knowledge. In a statement from a spokesperson for the city health department, they are turning their focus to enforcing the city's wild animal ordinance, which bans residents from owning primates. They say unverified and AI-generated social media posts have contributed to confusion surrounding whether the animals remain at large. They add they will waive any charges or fines that pertain to prohibited animals for people who have secured any of the monkeys and wish to turn them in safely. It is still advised that residents do not approach the monkeys. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
From the business desk, sponsored by Krentz Financial Group, KFGAdvisors.com, GameStop continues to shut down stores across the country, including a number of locations in the St. Louis area. GameStop locations in Creve-Coeur, Jennings, and Alton closed last week, and locations in Maplewood and South County Center will be closing tomorrow. 12 area locations remain open. GameStop closed 590 stores in fiscal year 2024.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.